Welcome back to our 98th episode of the Launcher Farm Show. Right, I interviewed Kenneth Toppin, who's a top 1% agent with RE/MAX in Durham region. In this episode, Kenneth and I talk about why you should focus on getting three or more sales in an area as soon as possible so that you can help to position yourself as the up-and-coming agent in the community. Kenneth also shares how he built his farm simply because he leveraged a listing on one street and then turned it into four more listings on the same street after working the community. And we talk about what he wishes he would have done in the first few years that would have had an even bigger impact on his business and how you can learn from his mistakes. And he shares a super easy way to track your contacts and KPIs while door knocking using his Harvest app. And we share how to understand some simple metrics and how you can change the trajectory of your business by making small changes to your plan. Plus, we talk about a ton of other ideas that you can use to grow your geographic farm. So be sure to check out this episode, like and subscribe, and enjoy the episode with Kenneth. Welcome back to another episode of the Launcher Farm Show. I'm your host, Ryan Smith, and today we've got a great guest. It's Kenneth Toppin. He's a real estate agent in Durham region. He's one of the top 1%, awesome, successful agent out there. So Kenneth, take a second, tell us a bit about yourself and why you're here.
Yeah, how you doing? So my name is Kenneth Toppin, real estate agent, that's what my friend here has said, Ryan. I've been doing real estate for 13 years. I didn't jump into it full time. I was working at Rogers in the marketing department, got tired of not getting job interviews or going on them and not succeeding. So I quit. I went full time. But my first full year was 2016.
Okay.
And then since then, I've been full time. I have a team of 6 buyer agents, 2 admins, and myself.
Awesome. Yeah, you've had some really great growth and a very quick pace as well. So I want to dive into that. Just quickly, tell us a bit about the beginning. So you mentioned you were kind of part-time, full-time. What was it that made you decide, hey, you know what, I'm doing this and I know that I can do real estate full-time?
You know, it was more so that in my brain, I made a decision that I will never allow anyone else to dictate the success of my life ever again. When my manager at the when the person who was interviewed was telling me, I don't think you're ready yet, you know? Yeah. And I just kind of told myself, I made a decision that I'd rather just live in my parents' basement for the rest of my life and completely on my terms, just like not be, you know, live there, I'd rather just fail and be in a basement my entire life versus letting someone control my destiny. And that is the moment when I just left. I didn't know if I was going to be great at real estate at all. I just knew that I'm either going to fail or succeed. And I was ready to make that jump. Yeah.
Awesome. And you've done it and you've succeeded, which is
well,
awesome.
There we go. And I think we're here. And then also, I'm actually going to go over it now, but then I also, built my career off of farming. Because I was on my COI, my circle of influence really wasn't the best. So I had to go into an area where nobody knew me, nobody looked like me really. And it's really just kind of get in there and see what I can do. And farming was what really saved my life, but farming is really what helped me grow my personal business to where it is today. And also farming is what motivated me to create an app to help realtors farm more efficiently as well.
Awesome. And we'll dive into the app too. And I want to talk about that farming, that jump, because for a lot of people, I find they're afraid of doing farming. They don't know what to do in farming. They try farming and suck at it. What did those kind of first years of getting into farming look like for you and why?
Yeah,
farming?
It was, I've learned this. I've been living under a bubble in real estate from a standpoint, right? Top 1%, but I've really been in my little bubble doing my thing, not communicating to too much agents. This is the first year where I've been on stages now talking in front of a lot of agents for the first time in my career, just talking a lot to agents and spoken to now about 600 agents from 2 conferences. And it's really surprised me that people don't farm. Yeah. I thought everyone was doing it, right? And I would say from a percentage under 15% were saying that hey, this is a pillar that I actually work. And that was phenomenal because for me, it was like a no-brainer because when I jumped into real estate, I got one listing on the street. And then it was an amazing price that the neighbor saw, called me. Then I sold there on that street. Then I door knocked and got another one. So I had, in my first year, I had like 5 listings on the same street.
Wow. And
it was also in a community. So when I would drive in, people on the neighboring streets would say, oh, aren't you that guy, Kenneth Toppin? I'm like, I guess I am. And I guess I am. I'm that guy. Yeah. And for me, it was like I walked into farming because then I got a listing on the other street. Then I told myself, well, hold on. If you just get multiple listings in the same area on the same street and you turn into a celebrity, that's the play.
Yeah.
That's the play, right? And that's all I did. And I just dominated an area. So I walked into farming and never looked back. And that's why I really thought everyone was doing it.
Yeah. And I would say that my numbers are similar. I'd say 10 to 15% of people have tried farming or have done it. Not very many of them have done it at a high level because most people give up beforehand. And I want to dive into that. You said you got 5 listings. So what was it that kind of spurred the next? Because I find that's where most agents have the disconnect, where they don't get that success. They get maybe a listing, but they don't turn it into the next listing. So what did it look like for you, those first few listings, to kind of spur the next? Yeah.
So also what I would say is that, this is a concept actually that I also walked into thinking this was normal thought. When people say, Ken, you know, fancy videos don't get the home sold. I'm like, no, but to get the neighbor to like what you do and hire you, you know, I'm like, that's not the point. I don't make all these. I mean, they help obviously market them and the home presents well, but the first and foremost, I think we have to remember as real estate agents that neighbors are watching and people like to see quality.
Yep.
So I do the videos and I do all these things because when anyone looks at my brand, they say, wow, you know, this guy really does put in a lot of work. So I would first say that, you know, and I staged them. They looked amazing. So people, the neighbors, when they're looking in, they saw an amazing presentation.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Secondly, the result was good. Now, granted, I also came in at the perfect time where it was like 2013-14 when bidding wars were dead from the recession from 2008, 2010-12. Then the first sign of it upticking again was around 2013, that time period.
Yep.
Bidding wars were just new. So I came in at an opportune time when over asking was like a big thing.
Yep.
So I also did a great job. And I sold it very quickly. So when I was knocking on the street, it was like, it's easier to get the listing because they saw the results from the past one.
Exactly. So you mentioned you kind of fell into the farm. A lot of people struggle with trying to choose a farm. If you were to go back and do it over again, would you redo the farm that you're doing now, or would you choose another area?
I would pick another area. Like the farm that I picked wasn't a good farm to pick. I didn't know any better. I just stumbled. I didn't study the churn rate. Now the area I really stuck. My first farm was under 500 houses.
Okay.
But I'd probably say around 380, 400 homes in that little pocket. That was a decent. That churn rate is good. Right. That was a good turnover rate, over 5%. But the reality is the houses around it and to the south of it, where there's a bigger community, that's a lower churn rate.
Right.
On top of that, the pocket of 400 houses, because my farm area has so much different little rivers and wood and trees and forest all within it. I can dominate on the east coast of my farm, but then the west coast, they have no idea. They won't be saying, I see all your signs.
Right.
So there's way too much divisions in my farm. So I wasn't able to really get that easy sprawl out.
Right.
That I would have wanted. Yeah.
And that's something I talk about all the time is micro farming. And there are opportunities within a full area of a full neighborhood, because a lot of people think if they choose a neighborhood, they have to do the whole thing. And there are areas that are better turnover, that have better numbers. And it may not be the whole area. You could choose 500 out of 2,000 homes or whatever and focus on that. But like you said, you may not get the carryover into the next. You can with time and with experience. But if you're trying to go quickly, like you mentioned, you run into that. So what were the struggles at the beginning going from those next? You said you got 5 homes, 6 homes in the beginning. What was the struggle you had to continue the growth?
What's the thing? I did the struggle to get the growth. The struggle, I never struggled. Like the thing about farming is, like, you know, when you do a good job that first time and then you get 2 or 3 more on the street and they now know you as the person.
Yep.
it's not hard to really keep it going. Good. Because they already know you.
They actually already know you.
So I don't think farming is just a getting that first like three on that first. And I say three because the minute you get three in an area, if you look at the data from the MLS and you go to any community, the micro farm in any area, and you see how much agents sold more than two.
Exactly.
Never. So once you get three, you're the new person. So, and once you're the person in a farm area, scaling it just means you just have to continue to just flyer and be there. But I wouldn't say it was harder to go it up. If anything, what I didn't do early enough is the flyering, because I told myself, you know, they throw it in the garbage, but I had to door knock everyone. And I talked to everyone through door knocking. I should have done like a lot more flyering to help me scale it up quicker.
Right.
And I should have done community events. That was very bad on my mark. Like the career suicide. I think that if I had the capacity and the bandwidth to do like a Easter hunt or a pumpkin giveaway or these community events, and I didn't do any of that. So because of not engaging in that capacity, I don't think I was able to scale it as quickly as I wanted to.
Perfect. That's exactly what I was looking for, because I think a lot of agents think that they only have to do one thing, but it is starting to layer in those other things, which can get you that quicker. But exactly what you said is that first three I find is the hardest for a lot of agents, is they get a deal. They sometimes struggle getting the next deal and the next deal. But once you get over that three mark, is exactly what I tell people, is then it starts becoming easier. You have some traction, you have a track record, you've got some past experience that you can use, and then you start to then leverage it. But you have to not take your foot off the gas. And it sounds like you've done a really good job at just keeping your foot on the gas and keep growing.
Right.
As you were growing, what things did you start to add in other than the door knocking and the flyers?
So now it is pertaining only to farming.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure. Well, your business as a whole, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, the farming, I started to layer in like bus sheds. You know what I mean? Yep. So kind of the bus sheds in and around the farm area. Yep. I did start layering and flyering eventually. So I definitely did start doing my flyering. Obviously amped up more on door knocking, social media, right? Not to complicate things, but you can definitely run, if you're in Oakville, for example, you can definitely run social media ads, particularly in Oakville. You know what I mean? So that was also helped for brand recognition. So when I was able to go into the community, I had more people now saying, I see you and notice you online. So I would say I definitely added in flyers, different variations of flyers. So, you know, you have market updates, you have home evaluation flyers, you just have different just sold, coming soon flyers, layer that all goes in as well. Yeah.
Nice. And for you, door knocking was a big part of that. So how do you get business from door knocking? Because I find a lot of agents struggle with the going out there, and they struggle with what to say, how do I do it, how do I get business from it, or they find they've done it and they don't get the results they want and they give up. You've obviously made that a pillar of your business. What have you done to make that consistent and keep growing with it?
Yeah, so I track my performance. That's it. Agents, you have to talk to like 80 people usually to get at least, you know, 4 to 8 leads. And out of those 4 to 8 leads, only one or two may convert. So the idea is your contact, you don't have enough leads in your business. So what I did is I tracked my performance, meaning I know how much contacts at the door I need to knock on in order to get one lead. Yeah. And then how much leads I need in order to convert and to book an appointment, right? So what ends up happening is, unfortunately, for example, I had one agent on my team, Ashley, you know, she was out knocking the other day. She got 2 leads by talking to 20 people. And I was like, that's an 8% conversion. That's amazing. So that's very good.
Yeah.
Keep on going.
Yeah.
But in her brain, she was like, this is not going well.
Yeah.
She just heard the word no 18 times.
Yeah.
And when you're not used to hearing the word no that many times, in your mind, it may think like it's not working, but it is working.
Yeah.
So I told her, you are on the verge of doing very, very well. So I track my numbers.
And that's a key part of it that a lot of agents miss out on, is that tracking, because I find when you track, you can see where there's opportunities. You can see where things that are working and things that aren't working. And I know for me, when we did our farm, that's one of the things that we did. We door knocked to the area. We, after about the first 800 homes, I kind of went through our numbers. I kind of did a dissection and said, okay, how many people have we spoken with? How many people have we added to the database? How many leads have we gotten? And then I kind of did a future projection based on those numbers. And I said, you know, based on the numbers after the first 800 homes, there was 3,600 homes in our area. I was like, well, we could probably get between 400 and 450 people in our database doing what we're doing. And by the end of it, we got 425 people that first time. And it was like with precision. And what I've learned is that human beings are so predictable. And when you track your numbers, you can know, like, if I do enough calls, if I do enough door knocking, if I do enough things, you can get results, but you have to know what those numbers are. Exactly. And you also have to know what those numbers are going to be for you. And then it's then, how do I get better at that? How do I get more intentional with what I'm doing? How do I get better results from that? But it starts with tracking your numbers. And so many agents leave that out because they're just kind of fumbling through, and the tracking takes a little bit of time, but it will make you way more money than it'll ever cost you to do that.
And it needs to be automated. See, real estate, it's so easy to fail. That's the problem, right? Entrepreneurship is the easiest thing to do is to make no money in entrepreneurship, right? And you have to have systems around you, and they have to be automated. It has to be simple, automated, seamless, easy to use, all these things, right? And that's why, like, anytime you have a model where, you know, you're writing things down manually to go put into another system to then have you track your performance on your own, it gets lost in the wind, right?
Yeah.
So that's why you do have to have these kind of tools, like on automation, that really track it for you, so you don't have to calculate anything. It's just there for you.
Exactly. And that leads in perfectly to what I was going to lead into. You created an app for agents for tracking at the door. So do you want to share what it is and kind of how you've leveraged it?
Yeah. I mean, it's really exactly it. It's as simple. And I really believe that some of the most beautiful and simple things in life are actually simple. Mm. And sometimes I really do believe that, right? And when it comes down to door knocking, I created an app. And what it does, it helps you just track each door that you went to. So you just know who was not home, who was interested, and who's a lead.
Yeah.
It also tracks, you know, it'll let you know. So when you put in X amount of not interested and X amount of a lead, it'll let you know what your percentage is.
Yep.
At 8%, you're at 10%, you're at 20%. It will calculate all these things for you, so you know how you're doing.
Awesome. So do you have the slide presentation you wanted to, do you want to share
that then? Actually, yeah. So let me just pull this. Let me just pull this up for you here, for us here, not me. There we go. Yeah. Right. So, it's, and you want me to go over with them on the presentation?
Sure. Yeah. And go through quickly, and they can share what you guys do. And
there we go. Here we go. So when realtors present to realtors that are active realtors, you know, things become a lot more simpler. So it doesn't take an hour presentation. We get it, right, guys? So the problem right now is most agents that are farming or door knocking are not using technology to do it. They're tracking things on their phone or on their notepad, which means there's no way to efficiently, when you're looking to farm, especially when you want to go back to the same street, or there's no way to efficiently know where you were. If you do have a team and you are looking to have your team farm and go out for you as well, there's no way for them to know what each other are doing. Even if there is an app to help you door knock, they're not 100% made for realtors, by realtors that are producing. So there's another problem in itself. And the biggest one is quitting too early, because we have to realize that, you know, if you're even getting a 5% conversion out the door, it's good, because only 5% of people are selling anyways. The stats in Canada show average Canadian sells like maybe under 5%. So we have to realize that most people say it's not working because they've heard 19 or 20 knocks and they think they're doing bad, right? So you got to know your numbers. And it's simply just, you know, red means not home, blue means lead, gray means not interested. Really as simple as that. And that's how you track where you've been, so you know where you can go back to. Then it needs to be simple, easy, and convenient to use, right? I've knocked on over 7,000 doors, and I've knocked in February, March. It's not warm outside. right? We're not trying to be out there too long tinkling around with apps that aren't made for realtors, because we just need the basics. It's not complicated for us. Do you want to sell or not? Maybe yes or no, right? So it's very easy to put the leads in. I love this part. Like, this is the money maker right here, because it lets you know how you're doing. You're at 10%, good. You shouldn't be at 90%.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't make any sense. So know your numbers and improve. It's fun when you can say, hey, you know, in January I was at 4%. Now I'm at 8%. It means you're getting better. Now I'm at 20%, right? So just track your numbers. Even more importantly, we gotta our industry has to start separating your personal from your business.
Mm-hmm.
Mobile device. Guys, I know CRMs and half of us, probably more than half, don't even use it the right way. So at an absolute minimum, we got to start using separating your personal from your business. All your listing leads, especially, or leads in general, need to start going into your contact book. Harvest can be used for that. You know, if you do have a team, it's great for engaged team engagement. I think nothing is better than saying, Ashley, I got 31 leads for the month. Camille got 22, Andre 20. You know, it's very good for that. Just kind of a team camaraderie there.
Yes.
And also, this is an example about tracking your numbers, right? You know, I did a test with Andre, who's in blue, and I said, listen, you know, you're by far my best door knocker. Now, if you notice where it says most doors knock, he's at 79. Meaning I can't get the kid just to get out there and work. But when he does go, he's got 20 leads. He's amazing at the door. He's such a great kid. So, you know, so I also tested something out with him where, you know, what to say at the door and what can you offer people at the door to convert at a higher amount. I worked with him. I'm a tester, right?
Yeah.
25% lead conversion with Andre doing what he's doing. Jolie 1.7, Andre 5.9, Camille 10%. You start to really see, you know, who needs support. And you can really nail down to know when you're not doing well, and you can really know when you're doing pretty well, right? So it tracks all that as well for coaching. And then if you have a team as well, knock with partners, you don't want to knock on the same door that your colleague knocked on, so it will just lock it off for you.
Nice. Right?
And did you want to go over the demo or?
Yeah, if you want to share quickly, yeah.
Right. So the demo, guys, is this is me on my phone here. You know, I just zoom in. So I'm on a street. I'm on a street here. I want to go back to the street because I'm farming. I got two leads ready that are in blue. The two ones weren't home. So I knocked on one of the middle houses, number 254. They were not home. Fine. I moved on. I went back, and now I'm trying to get the other house, right? Now I'm going to knock on number 256, right? And they're not interested this time. Fine. I label it not interested, and now they turn gray, right? Moving along. Now this person is interested. There you go. So I put the name here, Kathleen. I'll just put in the last name. Super simple, guys. Not supposed to take too long to do this stuff. You just put in their email address, and then you just put in their contact number. Right? Confirm. We don't want to put a note in there that says, hi, Kathleen, whatever. And congrats, you have a new lead. And now you go back to the map, and now you know what's going on.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was messing around with it this weekend, actually, and it's super simple. Like you said, it's simple and easy, and that's what we need. We need to be able to keep it as simple as possible, but still effective, and it does the tracking like you need it to, and it enables you to move on quickly, but still keep record of what you're doing, which is awesome.
Exactly. So this is kind of team stats tracking. You have your team rank page. If you do have the team add-on where it just lets you know kind of where your ranking is on the team as well. So it does that for you guys. And then also the lock version. So my agent was knocking below me that day. So I know that she was out there knocking on all those doors. But you know, when you're farming, it may look like you've knocked the street, but you didn't hit everybody.
Yeah.
And that's the key, guys, right? Is you everyone says, oh, I door knocked the area. No, you door knocked on 20% of the area.
Yeah.
you know, but you didn't hit every single person in the area. And that's the app in a nutshell. And for everyone should know that the heart behind Harvest was not to make money. It really wasn't, right? It's going to be a business model that's going to obviously dwarf into cool things later on. And obviously, hopefully, it'll be a profitable business, of course. But everyone that's coming in right now, you guys are really at the heart and ground roots of Harvest from the very beginning. Because, you know, being a realtor, I was very passionate and I really fought to make sure that, you know, if a realtor wants to feed their family by simply just tracking what door they went to, why are we charging for that? Just let them just track the doors, man. It's all right, you know? Yeah. And so that's all you guys want to do that's there. And my tech guys, my developers, I'm not by myself. I am a big team. And you know what I mean? I'm only the front-facing individual. I'm a subject matter expert, the SME, they call me in the tech world. But these guys were like, Cam, are you realtors are rich? You guys are making $20,000 a check. You guys can afford to pay. I'm like, that's not the point. Not even $10, Ken? $5? I'm like, no. You know what I mean? Because that's why I really fought for that. And I said, you know what? If anyone's going to pay for anything on Harvest, it's going to be because they see the value in converting. So I want to coach agents to convert, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't care about conversion, you just simply want to just track doors, then by all means, free for the rest of your life. I care to put more money into agents' pockets, and I know that's with conversion. So I'm going to create a bunch of cool tools to help agents convert. And then if you guys see value in that, then that would be the paid feature. And that's why I have the first one is the team license add-on, where if you're a team leader and now you want to start strategically going into your farm area, like a SEAL team, and start to know, you know, and it's a SEAL team, right? You want to know where your team is knocking, all four of you guys, and the overlapping and seeing data and seeing the stats. And that's the first team add-on at $79 a month up until December the 1st. And that's when you start to get those team features. But for now, it's the free model with everyone else. Yeah.
That's awesome. And I think it's important that, like you said, the tracking is important. The accountability is important because you can then, like you said, you can see your teams and where they're doing. And this is something that I'm a firm believer in, that the great thing about our business is it's so, like, it's not predictable, but it is in that we can literally walk through each step of the process. You can see how many leads, how many attempts have I made at trying to generate, how many leads am I getting from those people? How many conversations am I having? And you can kind of dissect and work backwards and see where each person needs that help and where they need the support and where they're doing well and where you can fix things. And small changes along each one of those processes can make a huge return on the other end, but it does start with tracking. Using something like this is big. If you aren't tracking that, and I've talked to thousands of agents, and they most of them just go out there and just kind of haphazardly do this, and they're not being intentional with their time. And it's right. Like with a little bit of intentionality behind it, you can make your business so much better, but you have to be willing to track it and put that time in.
Yeah. It's just tracking. Honestly, it's someone like you and I that really understands numbers, you know, for us, we see the tracking that it can do. And we're like, wow, this is it. This is what we need. And so it's inspiring talking to seasoned agents like yourself that understand farming, that understand, like that have done it, and you have a school behind it, because you see this stuff and you're like, wow, you know. And the feedback that I've gotten on Harvest, on this app, from agents that have been in the game for a long time has been like overwhelmingly positive, because I believe that where tech is going, tech can be good and bad, right? Tech can be tech can be those guys on Facebook that they a lot of them end up quitting and wrote some documentary on like some of the stuff that tech is actually doing, and it can be good, but it can be dangerous. And when it comes down to real estate, obviously tech is, we're going into a tech industry and we do need it, but I believe that tech should not be ignoring or kind of the fact that there still is hard work out there that needs to be done.
Yes, 100%.
And it's to support you. So that's why.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
So exactly. I nailed it. Like, if we can't have this premise that we're going to be using technology and then we're going to sit back in my office here, you know, and the leads are just going to start raining in, because when you're working for that, it's not going to happen. So Harvest is about, you know, get out there, grind, you know, put in the work, farm, use a tool to help you achieve. But the biggest thing is don't quit. They quit too early. That's why it doesn't work.
Speaking my language.
And they didn't talk to the area. They're like, Ryan, I farmed. I went to the area, I was farming, it wasn't working. I spoke to everybody. Yeah. You know, it was like, so then you, and then the data will show, well, you only have like 200 contacts in there, but the farm area is 1,000. So what about the other 800?
Yeah.
But they never want to go back to the same street because they don't track what door they went to, and they don't want to overlap and knock on the same door that they spoke to last time. And they don't want to have a clipboard they're tracking. So they just don't go back to the same area. So they quit too early.
Yeah, 100%. That you're speaking my language, and it's agents come to me all the time and say like, "Oh, I tried farming," and I said, "No, you did failed marketing. Like farming is consistency and persistence, and you got to keep doing it, and you got to do it over and over and over again, and that is where you're going to get the results. But you have to be willing to do that. And like you said, it is work, and I would say it's going to cost you time, money, resources, or energy, a combination of those. And if you're not willing to put that in, you're not going to see the success. There's so many agents who are hiding, like you said, behind the technology going, well, if I just run some ads, then I don't have to do anything. Well, even if you get leads, you got to follow up with them. That takes time and resources and energy to do that. If you're going to go out and door knock, it's going to take time and energy to do that. If you're going to go out and cold call, it takes time and energy to do that. So if you're willing to do that and track the numbers and be intentional with what you're doing, you will have success. And that's, I always tell people, like with this business, you can get the results. There's no problem getting results with farming. Farming works no matter what business, no matter what area you're in, no matter what market you're in, no matter if you got bad turnover rate or high turnover rate. If you're willing to do it and do it well, you'll see results. It's how good can you get at it is the question. And that's where I always say it's then you start to get more intentional with what you're doing, then you can start to see better results. So we always wrap up with the best piece of advice. So what's one piece of advice you'd give our viewers if they're thinking about getting farming or wanting to take their farm to the next level?
Yeah. So I'll leave with the best secret weapon that I use, I believe, to farm. Almost nothing is more powerful than building a relationship with somebody.
Yeah.
And it's a cheat code when you knock on somebody's door, they say you're not interested, but you ask them what their name is and they say, well, I'm Amanda. All right, Amanda, no problem. We'll talk later. And they're at number 4 Tim Street. Then, you know, during the year, 6 months later, you walk by, you're like, hey, Amanda, what's going on? And they turn around and you're like, who's calling me? It's Kenneth, Amanda, I remember me? They're like, yeah, you're the realtor. You came to, they believe that you care based on your relationship, but you marked it down because you know the name. And then what ends up happening is the following year, because this is a consistent thing, the following year now is like you're in the area again and you're like, hey, Amanda, hey, Ken. You know, so now when a man is thinking of selling, I'm telling you, it's different when you can call a person's name.
Yeah.
You know, so I would say the one tip I would say that I didn't do good the first time, but I would mark everyone's name down in the area. Imagine if you knew 1,000 homeowners by name.
Yeah. That's huge. Yeah.
That's huge. Not, you know, you don't have their number yet. Just know them by name.
Yeah,
that would be an amazing thing to do. So that's my one piece of advice that I'll give everyone.
That's awesome. Yeah, I wholeheartedly believe that. And in my own farm, I've done the same thing. So exactly. What's one book you recommend to our viewers that you think has had an impact in your life or think would have an impact on their life?
Also, The Millionaire Real Estate Agent. That book is just a golden nugget for any realtor to read. It's a very, very, very good book.
Good base and good system for
yeah, it's awesome. I would start there.
Awesome. And how can our viewers check out what you're up to, find out more about your app and what you're doing?
Yeah. So it's harvest.com. So it's www.harvest.com. Should I type it in the box here or should you?
I'll put it in the show notes when we put it in.
So go to the website, download the app, free download, start knocking, start using it. It's the best farming tool on the market right now by far. I believe it's only one made for realtors by realtors that you can download literally in a minute without going through some back end office. it's crazy. It's actually great. Try to download an app out there for knocking and you got to do a demo or something first and talk to someone. It's the same. So this is the very simple, you download it, you can go knocking today using it. So there you go.
Awesome. And if they want to connect with you, what's the best way to connect with you as well?
Best way to contact me, I would say, is my email. So it's kenneth@harvest.com. So put in this journal as well. Yep. Harvest is spelled with an A, and my first name is Kenneth.
Awesome. We'll put that in the show notes and have Ari to check that out. I really appreciate being on here, Kenneth. Thank you for sharing your wisdom and again for being passionate about farming as well, because I love to connect with other agents who are into it and as much as I am, and having successes, because I know when agents do it and do it well, they have the results, and it's awesome to see you seeing that and sharing that with other agents now with your app and doing your speaking as well. So thank you for doing that. And if agents take the advice that you give, even if they put a fraction of what you do, I know they'll have success and do it in their business.
Sounds good, brother.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'll get later.
Thanks for checking out today's episode. If you'd like more videos like this, be sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check out our Facebook page and our other social media channels. Looking forward to bringing you more great content like this, and happy farming.